does it seem like just another off-season start for you, or what?
It's kind of new. There's a lot of new faces. I mean, every year I've kind of been here, there's been a decent amount of new faces. But this year there seems like a lot more, and, you know, a lot have been talked about with the draft picks coming up and stuff like that. But it's been a good first couple days, and, you know, it's kind of hard to tell anything. We're just kind of working out and meeting right now. But it's good to kind of get to know the guys and be a little closer to them. We have a few new guys in the O-line room, so that's been fun. And, you know, on offense, we got new guys pretty much at every position. So it's getting used to each other these first couple weeks and kind of seeing how things play out from there.
Weird to look around the meeting room and see no Joe.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, towards the end of the year, he'd still come to meetings, but, you know, he wasn't there all the time. So we kind of got used to it towards the end. But, you know, now it's kind of official. You know, he's not going to, you know, be suiting up next year, suiting up with you guys. So it's tough. You know, he's a great player. And, I mean, everything's been said about that guy is, you know, phenomenal. And he's, you know, been a huge part of my career. And, you know, I had the pleasure of playing with him. So I was so thankful for that. And, you know, I think he's going to be around the building still, which will be cool for a little bit, and help some of these young tackles and kind of see where we go from there.
Does the team seem older to you?
A little bit. You know, I think we got some older guys. You know, Drew Stanton, like 12 years. So we got, you know, another Josh McCown type situation there. But no, I think overall we definitely have gotten a little bit older and a little more mature. And not just the guys we brought in, but, you know, you have two big rookie classes that are growing, and you know, they're second and third year players now. So they're kind of developing as well.
What's your early impression of Todd Haley, and how much do you think the offense is going to change from what Hugh Randall has a couple of years?
Yeah, you know, we've only had one meeting with the offense coordinator so far, but from what I've told, he's, you know, kind of tell you how it is guy, you know, kind of perfect for Cleveland. Seems like he just, you know, comes to work every day and puts the work in. But from the offense perspective, you know, I think in the NFL you can only run so many plays. It might be the way they're called or the way, and it's kind of hard to tell until you start getting into OTAs and actual practices. We'll see how they're run, because there's only so many run plays that you can run, you know, zone, power, you know, deuces, things like that. So, like, that kind of stuff, same, different terminology for us. And then I haven't really dove into the passing game yet, so I'm sure there's a lot of differences between that. You know, I'm more worried about protections and stuff like that. But I'm sure there's going to be some differences, and I'm sure, you know, Coach Jackson will have his input when he wants to. But I think as of right now, it looks like, you know, Coach Haley has the reins, and he's kind of running this show.
We saw a little video the Browns put out, Hugh talking to you guys, just like a snippet. What was his message for you guys coming off last year, and how much did he – and talk about that and bounce him back?
Yeah, I think the main point was it's time now. You know, we've suffered for 2 years, and some of it's our fault, you know, some of it's situational, but you know, it hasn't been a great 2 years around here. And I mean, you guys are around it every day as well. Like, you know, one win is not fun for anybody, and we're trying to do everything in our power through free agency, through player development, through the draft, to compete every week and put up as many wins as possible. And, you know, the excuses have to go. You know, it's time. It's third year in his program. We're getting players. We're signing people. You know, we're making moves, and it's time to win. And that was kind of the main message. And it's hard. It's hard for OTAs. It's hard for the off-season program. It's hard for training camp, because you want to talk and you want to say, hey, we're doing this. But until you start playing and proving, and even in the preseason, we saw last year, you know, we won 4 games in the preseason. So until you get to week one of the season and prove that you're a better team, you know, we're going to be asked the question all the time. And you know, our goal is to come out here and work our tails off this offseason, get in great shape, and, you know, build a winner.
Joel, how difficult do you think it will be for Sean Coleman to go from the right tackle over to the left tackle?
You know, talking to him, he actually likes left tackle better, more naturally. He played it at Auburn, and that's where he feels more comfortable. So I have never played next to him. You know, I don't think I've taken a rep next to Sean. And, oh, maybe in training camp last year. But, you know, last season he was strictly right tackle. So it'll be interesting to see how we work together. But he's all in for the move. You know, he says he feels more comfortable there. He says that's his more natural position, and Joe's been helping him out when he's been around, trying to get into that development. So that's one of my main, you know, besides working with, you know, Tyrod and a lot of the offensive guys, I'm excited to work with him and trying to get a rapport, you know, these first few weeks.
Has there been any talk at all about you moving over there to left tackle?
No. that no one's told me anything. So
when you talk about the message and it's time to win, is that unique to this year, or do you always hear that at the beginning of every offseason program?
I think every offseason there's a goal to win, but I think with us coming, you know, the last two seasons where we came from, there's a little bit more urgency in it. I think a lot of people talk about, oh, you know, we got to win games and stuff like that, but for us, it's, hey, like, it's time. You know, we've suffered for 2 years. You know, we have the assets now to make moves. We have the cap space to make moves, which we have, and, you know, we got to put up some wins now.
Watching this offseason, just, you know, from afar, watching, you know, some of the moves are made, the trades, the signings, all that type of thing. Were you paying a lot of attention to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's your football team. You know, this is my work, and this is what I, you know, I dream of winning in Cleveland. And, you know, to see every move happen, you know, I want to know about these people. I ask guys that I've played with or guys that I know around the league, like, how's this guy or how's that guy? And I remember that, I think it was a Friday afternoon when we made, like, you know, the Jarvis, the Tyrod, the Marriott, those guys all came, and I was like, man, we're making moves, and my phone was blowing up, and I was taking a nap, and all this stuff was happening, and I was like, I got to stay up now. And then, you know, every day you're wondering, are we going to have another one of those days? But it's an exciting time, you know, and Tyrod was in Buffalo, and he took a team to the playoffs. You know, he knows how to win as a quarterback in this league, and I'm really excited to work with him and these guys. And of course you're paying attention to that kind of stuff, at least for me. You know, I don't tune that kind of stuff out. Like, this is our team. I want to see who's going to be on it. I want to see who I'm going to be playing with and going to battle with.
Do you feel like you will take over some of that leadership role that Joe Thomas sort of left behind, both in the locker room and just sort of as the face of the franchise type of person?
Yeah, we have a lot of good players, you know, and a few guys that have been here, you know, for a while. But as someone, you know, me, Kirko, Josh, Tank, are kind of some of the longer tenured guys here, I think it falls on our shoulder. You know, we need to be responsible for that and try and show them, like, hey, there's people that came before us. You know, when we start winning, like, this is for guys like Joe Thomas, who were here for a long time, for Alex Mack, who put in, you know, time like that. Those type of guys that have put in the blood, sweat, and tears before us, and we're kind of carrying that legacy. You know, as far as the O-line goes, we have a pretty, you know, for a position group, we're pretty old, actually, in on the team, you know, with JC and Kevin and Hub, we just signed. Like, those guys are, you know, 5-6 year guys. So we kind of have a good mix of guys. And if a young guy or, you know, Sean Spence and those guys, you know, are still developing, we have a good room that they can kind of pull from, you know, different experiences throughout the league.
When you guys installing this new offense, how much does it help to have that quarterback position stabilized so there's not one more thing to add to when you guys install it?
Yeah, it's big. Especially when he has a, you know, good rapport with the OC, they can meet and kind of learn the offense, because a lot of times it's, you know, you put in the playbook and it changes, you know, throughout the game. Not the playbook, but, you know, the way calls are made, the way protections are called and stuff like that. You have to have a good knowledge of the offense. So if you have a quarterback that you're saying, hey, day one, this is our guy, this is who we're rolling with, you know, he has the 9 weeks of offseason workouts, he has, you know, all of camp and all that stuff preseason to get the offense down pat. And you know, I think Tyrod's the right guy for the job, and having him and Haley kind of working back there this whole offseason is going to be fun to see and kind of see how we can evolve this new offense.
What's Tyrod been like? Did you know him ahead of time? And I know he put the kind of those workouts together with some of the receivers.
Yeah, I met him last week. I was here a little early, and you know, super good guy. He works his tail off. That's what I've heard from the few people that I know that have, you know, he puts in the work, and that's something you want to see in your quarterback. And seems like a super nice guy, super good guy. I told him, you know, go from Buffalo to Cleveland. You get cold weather all the time. But no, he has a quiet confidence about himself. You know, he's not one of those rah-rah guys. But so far he's been fun to be around. And you can tell the way he works. Sometimes it's the quiet guys that are the best leaders. And the way he's worked in the weight room and on the field so far. And the way he's organized, you know, off-season workouts. And I think, you know, he's trying to organize other stuff for later on. And you know, he's a good leader, cool dude so far.